Brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
You know, the last few weeks, I had some very interesting conversations with some brothers and sisters about their church.
前几个礼拜我有一些非常有趣的就是对话和一些兄弟姐妹们，就是关于他们的教会。
What makes a good church?
怎么能使一个教会成为一个好的教会呢？
With one young couple,
和我和一对年轻人的对话是。
They said that they have very charismatic preachers and leaders.
他们说他们的教会有非常有非常有魅力的传道人。
And they have several people, several hundred people in attendance at their church.
他们有好几百个人去参加他们的教会。
They have powerful music.
他们的音乐非常有力量。
But does that make a good church?
那这些能使一个教会成为一个好教会吗？
And then with some other people, I had a conversation about all the books that are out there about how to grow a church.
我也跟一些人谈了，就是我们所有很多的书上都写着怎样才能使一个教会成为一个好的教会。
All the different ways that you can grow the attendance at the church.
有什么各种不同的方式使你的教会在人数上成长。
How do you bring in more newcomers?
如何带领新的人来到教会？
And so I wonder if you wonder the same question that I do or not.
我有时候在想你们也是否也在考虑我所考虑的问题呢？
Is there a model church with a beautiful testimony that we can learn from?
有没有一个就是我们可以学习的教会作为我们一个模范的教会我们可以学习的？
If there is,
如果有的话，
is there a pattern in that church that we can learn from it?
那个教会是不是有一些模式我们可以学习的呢？
I think there is a church that we can learn from.
我想应该是有教会我们可以学习的。
And we'll have a chance to look at that today.
我们今天有机会来探讨一下。
You know, Pastor James last week introduced our new series on the book of First Thessalonians.
范长老上周就是向我们介绍了那个帖撒罗尼迦的这个系列。
And in preaching just a few verses,
他也讲到了几节经文。
We learned that this was a very young church.
我们也了解到帖撒罗尼迦教会是一个非常年轻的教会。
And yet we learned that the church in Thessalonica had a beautiful testimony.
我们也了解到这个在帖加罗尼在帖撒罗尼迦这个教会有非常美好的见证。
Paul was so thankful for them.
保罗是非常的感激他们。
Because despite facing pressure and persecution,
因为除了因为他们摒除他们面对的一些压力和逼迫。
He showed us in the text how they had such a beautiful testimony because of their faith, because of their love, and because of their hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗也在经文里向我们描述了他们因为他们的信心和爱还有他们的希望他们向我们做了个非常美好的见证。
Because remember last week, Pastor James said there were churches that had lost their first love.
我们记得范长老上次也向我们介绍就是也有教会就是丢失了他们的起初的爱。
And there were churches that had become lukewarm in their faith.
也有教会就是变成了他们的信心就是变成了我们所说的温水般的信心。
And yet this was a church that had a beautiful testimony.
但是这个教会有它所非常美好的见证。
And so what I want to share with you today
那我今天想和大家分享的是
is that as we go through this First Thessalonians series,
当我们来探讨这那个帖撒罗尼迦这一套这个系列
there is a pattern in this church.
这个教会有一个模式
We're going to see it as we go through the series.
我们探讨的时候我们会看到
But specifically today, if we turn our Bibles open to 1 Thessalonians,
今天特别是今天我让我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书
chapter 1,
第一章
we are going to see that in these short verses, there is a pattern for us to learn from.
我们会看到在这几节短短的经文当中我们会学到这个教会是有一定的模式的。
So as you turn your Bibles open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1,
让我们打开圣经到帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Or pop open your phone Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
或许把你们电话上的那个圣经打开。
Close your WeChat account for a moment.
把你们的微信的账号关上。
And if you don't have the Bible, we'll have it up here for you to follow.
如果你没有带圣经的话，我们这个屏幕上有。
But let's go to the Lord in prayer, ask Him to help us.
让我们先祷告，请求上帝来帮助我们。
Father, we know.
父啊，我们知道。
That we are gathered here as a family of believers.
我们聚集在这里，作为你你的家庭。
We recognize that there are non-believers in our midst.
我们也认识到，我们当中也有不信的。
But today.Is about believers gathering together to worship our God.
但是今天是是这一天是你的信徒聚集在一起来敬拜你。
And sometimes, Lord, we forget.
有时候主啊，我们会忘记。
But as believers, our lives have been changed.
但是作为信主的人，我们的生命已经被改变了。
We don't always remember this, God.
我们有时候会忘记主啊。
And maybe we didn't ever think about this.
或许我们从来没想过这一点。
But what would our life be without Jesus Christ?
我们的生命如果没有耶稣基督的话，我们的生命会如何呢？
What would our lives be if the gospel never came to us?
如果福音没有传到我们这里的话，我们的生命会如何呢？
So thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以感谢你为了耶稣基督的福音而感谢你。
Because the gospel came into our life, you through the Holy Spirit changed us.
因为福音来到我们中间，通过你的圣灵，我们改变了。
The gospel saved us.
福音拯救了我们。
And so, Father, help us to see how precious is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以，父啊，请你帮助我们，请你帮助我们看认识到你的福音是多么的宝贵。
And what we need to do with your gospel.
也让我们知道我们应该对你的福音，我们应该怎么做。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
What is the pattern that Paul is so thankful for when he sees this church in Thessalonica?
当保罗看到帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会的时候，他是如此的感激。那这个教会的模式是什么呢？使保罗如此的感激。
We're going to go through three things that we see in this church.
我们将会来探讨三件事情。我们在这个教会所看到的。
And the first thing that I want to show you is that the pattern of a beautiful church, the type of church that we want to be.
那第一点我想来跟大家分享就是这个美好教会的这个模式，我们想要的这个美好教会的模式。
It starts when the gospel is received.
这个模式呢是在当我们当福音被接收的时候就开始了。
What we see in the formation of this church,
当我们看到这个教会是怎么样建成的
was that the gospel came and the gospel was received.
我们看到了福音来到了他们中间，福音被接受了。
Let's start reading from verse 4 of chapter 1.
我们先开始读第一章第四节。
For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you.
被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Because our gospel came to you not only in word,
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，
but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
Notice in verse 5 that the gospel comes in two ways.
我们看到第五节，我们看到福音来到我们中间是通过两种途径。
The word,
第一是言语，
and what it came with.
它和什么一块来的？
So the gospel came in two ways.
福音是通过两种途径来的。
One, it came in the actual words of the gospel.
第一是通过实实在在的福音的言语。
And two, it was accompanied with something else.
第二是有一种东西在陪伴着他一起来。
But here's the first point that I want to show you this morning.
但是第一点我想我今天早上想和你们分享的。
That although the gospel was accompanied with these other things,
虽然福音来的时候是被某一种东西陪伴一起来的。
The gospel needs to be shared in words.
福音是需要用言语来分通过言语来分享的。
This is the primary way that the gospel goes out through word.
通过言语是一个最基本的方式，让福音传出去的方式。
The gospel is good news.
福音就是好消息。
What is this good news?
这个好消息是什么好消息呢？
What is the good news?
什么是好消息？
That our Creator God,
我们的创造主，
Because of his great love for his people,
因为他对他子民的爱,
he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
他让他的儿子耶稣基督在十架上钉死。
And through anyone who believes that he died on the cross and rose again,
任何人相信他死在十架上并又复活,
that he will give eternal life and a relationship with him.
他就会给你永生，并且让你和他有关系。
This is good news.
这就是一个好消息。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
The word gospel in Greek is euangelion.
这个福音在希腊语叫做 euangelion.
Mm-hmm. And the verb of it means to bring or announce good news.
它的意思就是带来或者宣布好消息。
So this good news needs to come verbally with your mouth.
所以这个好消息是通过言语，是通过嘴巴来传的。
Sometimes we might think that we don't ever have to share anything verbally. We only need to live as a good testimony.
有时候我们或许会想，我们并不需要来通过我们的嘴巴来传授这个福音，我们只需要把福音活出来就行了。
But it is very important this morning, brothers and sisters, to know this.
但今天早上弟兄姐妹们，这是非常重要，我们应该知道这一点。
That the gospel is not only lived.
福音不仅仅是被活出来的。
It is something that must be shared with the mouth.
福音是要靠我们的嘴巴去分享的。
This is a picture we get from the word euangelion.
这就是我们从这个字 euangelion 这个字当中所得到的这幅图。
It comes from a root word angelos.
这个字根就是Angelos,
which means messenger.
这个 Angelos 呢是指信使、信差。
And in classical Greek,
在经典的希腊语当中，
a euangelion was someone who brought a message of victory or good news to people.
在今天的希腊语中，这个 euangelion 是指，这个带来好消息的人。
It's a picture of like when a country is fighting a battle far away.
你们可以想象，就是一个国家就是在打一场仗。
The whole country knows, the whole city knows that it is fighting a battle far away.
所有的城，所有的整个城，整个国家都知道我们在打仗。
And the women and the children, they're all anxiously waiting.
女人和孩子都在紧张的等待着。
Because their fathers, their uncles, their brothers are all fighting in the war.
因为他们的父亲，他们的叔父都在打这场仗。
And they're waiting for some news. Did we win or did we lose?
他们在等待一个消息，我们赢了还是我们输了。
So the picture that this word gives us is a messenger who is running back home.
这幅图给我，这个字给我们的图案就是，我们看到一个信差跑着回来。
And as soon as he enters the city gates,
就在他到达城门的这一刻，
everyone is wondering.
每个人都在思考。
Is there good news or bad news?
这是一个好消息呢，还是一个坏消息？
And when the messenger gives good news,
当这个信差带来一个好消息的时候，
everybody's heart what? Rejoices.
每个人都很开心。
You're so happy.
每个人都非常的高兴。
That's the picture of this messenger bringing good news.
这就是这个信差所带来的这个好消息的一幅图案。
It means that you're bringing news that would make someone's heart rejoice.
它是指就是你带来的好消息会使一些人内心充满喜乐。
And that is the word gospel.
这就是我们所说的福音。
Good news.
好消息。
This is an important part in understanding the role of evangelism.
这就是我们要了解就是我们传福音的这个这个重要的角色。
Evangelism is spreading the good news so that people who don't have the good news, their hearts would rejoice.
传福音就是我们要把这个福音传出去，那使那些还没有得到福音的人内心可以接受福音，内心充满喜乐。
So we must not make the mistake.
所以我们不能犯这样的错误。
That we think that the job of sharing the good news is the job of a pastor or a missionary only.
所以我们不能犯这样的错误，认为传福音仅仅是牧师或者宣教师的工作。
Or it's only the responsibility of some believers.
或许认为传福音仅仅是其中一些信徒的责任。
Because the sharing of the gospel is the responsibility of 50% of the believers? No. The responsibility of sharing the gospel is the responsibility of every believer.
我们分享或者传福音仅仅是我们 50% 的信徒的责任吗？不是这样的，我们传福音是我们每一位信徒的责任。
We must learn and practice sharing our faith with our mouths.
我们应该要学习如何用我们的嘴唇来分享我们的信心。
The words of the gospel.
福音的言语。
But notice in the last part of verse 5.
我们也看到就是在第五节的后面的一段。
Because it did say that the gospel did come to you in word.
他也说就是福音到我们中间是通过言语的。
But in the last part of verse 5, it says, But you know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
在第五节后面也经文上也说也指出，正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
Right? So this is what's happening there.
这就是
Not only did these brothers share the words of the gospel with their mouth,
不光光是这些兄弟去用他们的嘴唇去分享福音。
But the Thessalonians saw it in their lives.
这些帖撒罗尼迦的人也亲眼目睹了他们的生活。
Their lives proved to be true.
他们的生活，他们的生命证实了这是真又真又实的。
In other words, the testimony of their lips matched with the testimony of their lives.
那用另外一句话说，就是他们的嘴唇上的见证和他们生活上的见证是相符的。
So not only do we have a responsibility to share the gospel with our mouth,
我们不仅仅要用我们的嘴唇去传福音的责任,
but we must learn to prove the gospel true with our life.
我们也要学习通过我们的生活来证明我们的福音是真理。
What's the application here?
那我们可以看到这里的我们可以
That this is what every believer here is called to do.
这就是我们在场的每一位信徒所被呼召需要做的。That
the messengers are not only to tell the story, but they need to live it out.
信使不光光是说用我们的嘴唇来告诉人家，但是我们也要用我们的生命来证明。
You are not only called to give the testimony, you are called to live the testimony.
你不光光是被呼召来告诉这个见证，你也是被呼召要活出这个见证的。
Every Christian in this room is called to be a messenger of the gospel in word and in life. That's the application.
每一个信徒在这房间里的每一个信徒 是被呼召用我们的嘴巴来做见证，但是也要用我们的生命活出这个见证。
When was the last time you shared the gospel with someone?
你记得你最上次和人家分享福音是什么时候吗？
This is not to make us feel guilty.
这不是说让我们感到有罪恶感。
Because maybe you didn't know.
或许你并不知道。
Or maybe you forgot.
或许你忘记了。
Or maybe you've tried before and you've stumbled.
或许你以前试过，但是不那么顺利。
And that's okay.
这没有关系。
You could work on the words.
你可以在言语上努力。
But we must ask ourselves, when was the last time you shared the gospel with someone?
但是我们一定要问我们自己。 我们对上一次是什么时候我们和其他人分享了福音呢？
And second, would you take the time to see if there's anything in your life that would prevent people from believing in this gospel?
第二点，你可不可以花一点时间就是看看自己的生活，看你有没有看到自己的生活上有没有一些事情让人家看到了
Because if we are all called to be messengers of the gospel,
如果我们都是被呼召的，是要成为福音的信使的,
then we must begin to learn to obey.
我们一定要学习如何顺服。
And say, God, help me to share the gospel with my life and prove it to me, preach the gospel with my words and prove it to be true in my life.
我们要跟神说，神啊，请你帮助我，让我可以分享你的福音，但是也在生活上让我的生活去证实你的福音是真理。But
I want to show you through this text how the gospel works.
但我也要向你分享，就是通过这些经文来分享福音是。
Okay. Because the pattern of this church was that these people in this city
这个教会的模式是因为这些城市里的人
the gospel came to them
福音来到了他们的中间。
And they received the gospel, right?
然后他们接受了福音。
But how does that work?
那这是如何起效应的呢？
Because you might say, I've tried to share the gospel before.
因为或许你会说，我以前试着分享过福音。
I tried to use it with to share it with my mouth.
我也试着用我的嘴巴去分享福音。
I think my life is it's not perfect, but I think it's okay.
我也觉得我的生命不是我的生活不是说十全十美的，但我觉得应该还是可以的。
And some of you say, but why didn't they receive it?
但是为什么他们没有接受呢？
Why have I tried, but I don't see someone receive it?
为什么我试了，但是我没有看到人家接受？
Well, I want to show you how the gospel works.
我想让你看到福音是如何工作的。
Let's look at verse 5 again.
让我们再看一下第五节。
They said, not only did the gospel came in word,
因为我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语。
But also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction.
也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心。
So what you see is that the gospel is presented in word.
所以你也看到在这里福音来是通过言语。
We saw that it is shown in the life of the messenger.
我们也看到在这个信使的生命。
But it must come in the power and the full conviction of the Holy Spirit.
但是福音一定要和全能和圣灵并充足的信心一同并存。
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵就是上帝。
So another way to say this is,
用通过另外一句话来说这个。
God is the one who changes the heart.
上帝是这位改变心灵的人。
Ultimately, that's what God does.
那最终上帝所做的就是改变我们的心。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians,
保罗在
哥林多前书
是这样说的。
Something. Right? He says, I planted,
他说我种植。
Apollos watered it, someone else watered it,
其他人浇灌。
But it was God who made it grow.
但是是上帝使它成长。
God is the one who brings salvation.
上帝是这位带来拯救的神。
We have to know how the gospel works.
我们一定要知道福音是如何工作的。
See, when Paul and his team, they came,
你没有看到保罗和他的团队一起来的时候。
They brought the gospel in their mouth.
他们通过他们的嘴巴嘴唇带来了福音。
They showed it true in their life.
他们也从他们的生活当中显示了这个福音。
But nothing will happen.
但是不会发生任何事情。
Until bam!
直到那
bam! The Holy Spirit with power and conviction,
直到圣灵降临的时候，
then something powerful happens.
那有一个非常有全能的事情发生。
Salvation happens.
这就是救赎。
So we must not only know that we have to share the gospel and live the testimony.
所以我们一定要知道，我们不仅仅是用嘴唇去宣传福音，而且要活出这个福音。
But we need to pray and ask God through the Holy Spirit to do His powerful work in the life of that person.
但是我们一定要记得，通过祷告，我们去祷告祈求圣灵来在这个人身上做工。
And that's how the Thessalonians received it.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦人是如何收到这个福音。
That when you have the gospel,
当你有了这个福音，
and you have the Holy Spirit,
然后有我们的圣灵，
when you have the word of God,
当你有了神的话语
，When you have the Holy Spirit，
并且有了神的圣灵
，Bam， a powerful explosion occurs。
所以这个非常非常有力的轰炸就在这当中。
And that's what happens in everyone who believes。
这就是在每个人所我们信主的人身上所发生的。
It is so powerful and it is so beautiful。
这是多么的神奇和多么的有大能。
But you have to have both。
但是你一定要有两样俱全。
We had a baptism several months ago.
我们几个月前有浸礼。
We saw people who were baptized.
我们也看到我们被洗礼的人。
Because they were telling people what happened in their life.
他们呢正在告诉大家在他们的生活当中发生了什么。
They weren't saying today something happened.
他们没有说今天是今天发生的。
It is not a special water.
这也不是说很特别的水。
It might be dirty water.
或许是脏水。
Because it has nothing to do with the water.
因为这对水来说并没有什么。
They were telling everyone something happened in my life.
他们在告诉大家我们的生命有了改变。
The word of God came to me.
上帝的话语来到了我中间。
And the Holy Spirit came to me.
圣灵也来到了我的中间。
And there was an explosion in my life.
我的生命就起了非常大的改变。
I have been changed, hallelujah.
我被改变了 ，hallelujah.
And that's what happened with this group of people in Thessalonica.
这就是在帖撒罗尼迦的这群人当中所发生的事情。
Whenever the word comes combined with the Holy Spirit,
当上帝的言语来到我们中间，并有圣灵来陪伴
，There will be an explosion in your life。
在你的生命当中将会有改变。
That's the second thing we see in this church。
这就是我们所看到的第二点，在这个教会。
So the pattern of a beautiful church is。
所以一个美好教会的模式是。
Not only when we see that the gospel is received。
不仅仅是我们看到福音被接受了。
But when we see that the gospel is redirecting lives.
我们也看到福音在改变了或者重新定向了我们的生命。
Because when there is the gospel plus the Holy Spirit, there is change.
我们有了福音再加上圣灵，我们就看到了这个改变。
One mark that you want to see.In any church that is striving to be a beautiful church.
任何教会在努力成为一个美好的教会都有一个标志。
There's one mark that
有一个标志你应该去寻找的。
And what is that?
这个是什么?
It's the mark of the Holy Spirit changing lives through the word of God.
这就是圣灵来改变我们的生命。
You see that?
你有没有看到这个?
As soon as these new believers in Thessalonica receive the gospel in their life,
帖撒罗尼迦的这群人，当他们接受到福音的这个时刻,
they started acting very different than the way they did before.
他们的行为和以前马上就不一样了。
As soon as they receive the gospel and the Holy Spirit in their life,
当他们接受福音和圣灵的这一刻开始,
they were going down this way in their life.
他们本来是走向这条路的。
You have the gospel and the Holy Spirit.
你有福音和圣灵。
There is the explosion of the change.
你就看到了这个非常伟大的改变。
And the gospel redirects their lives to start going this way.
福音把他们带上了另一条路。
That's what the gospel does.
这就是福音所做的。
It changes people.
它改变人。
And it keeps changing people.
它一直继续的改变人。
It changes marriages.
它改变婚姻。
It changes relationships.
它也改变关系。
It changes the way we view money.
它也改变我们对金钱的观点。
It changes the way we live.
当然它也改变我们的生活。
The gospel continues to change everything.
福音在继续一直在改变所有的事情。
That's what it does.
这就是福音所做的。
And in this church of young believers,
在这个有很是由非常年轻的信徒而组成的教会。
There's a few things that we see the gospel redirecting their life.
我们也可以看到几点，福音在福音所改变的几点。
First.
第一点是
in verse 9,
第九节
you see how they turned away from serving the idols that they once loved to serve the living God.
第九节你有看到他们离弃了他们以前所敬拜的偶像，他们调转头来敬拜了敬拜神。
They were serving themselves before.
以前他们服侍他们自己。
They were serving the things that they loved.
他们服侍他们所爱的东西。
And now the gospel came to their life.
现在福音来到了他们的中间。
Their love was redirected to God.
他们的爱，他们把他们爱转向了神。
And they began serving the living God.
他们开始服侍我们的又真又活的神。
It changed who they served, what they lived for. It changed what they lived for.
福音改变了他们，就是他们以前他们的生命。
Okay. Verse 10.
第十节。
It says that now they wait for his son from heaven.
第十节说他们等候他儿子从天降临。
This word that Paul is using for wait,
这个字保罗所用的等候这个字
means like they are excited, they are eagerly waiting for it.
是指他们非常兴奋的，非常的焦急的等待。
When my kids were very young,
当我的孩子很小的时候
，and I would go to work,
我得去上班
，or I go to travel to another city,
或者我出差。
When daddy comes home,
当父亲回来的时候
they have been waiting,
他们已经在等待
and waiting,
等了很久
and so when mom says daddy's almost home,
当母亲告诉他们说父亲马上就到家
they are so excited,
他们是如此的兴奋
when I come in the door,
当我走到门口的时候
they run and jump on top of me,
他们跑到我面前
and I will just hug them for so long,
我就会拥抱他们很久
and then mommy gets jealous,
然后母亲有点嫉妒了
mommy says I want a hug too,
母亲说我也要一个拥抱
because I too have been waiting for daddy,
我也在等待你
that's the picture,
这就是这幅图
that something changed in their life,
某种东西改变了他们的生命。
That they began to have a new hope.
他们开始了有一种新的希望。
That they knew Jesus promised he will come again.
他们知道耶稣允许过他会再来。
And when he comes again, he will change everything.
当他再来的时候，他会改变所有的一切。
He will restore everything to the way it should have been.
他会恢复一切的东西。
He will restore heaven and earth.
他会恢复天和地。
He will restore our bodies.
他也会恢复我们的身体。
But only for those who believe in him.
但是恢复所有我们相信他的人。
Because Jesus will also come to judge.
因为耶稣同时也是来
到。And he will judge all those in human history.Who chose to go against him?
他也会审判所有在我们历史上所有的人背叛他的人。
And these new believers knew that there is a new hope in life.
这些新的信徒知道他们有一个新的希望。
That something amazing is going to happen when Jesus comes again.
当耶稣再来的时候会有很非常非常奇妙的事情发生
In our house
在我们的家里
We have no video games
我们没有那个电子游戏
Kevin is the first boy in our youth group in many, many years who has zero video games on his phone.
Kevin 就是我们年轻人当中是第一位在他的电话上没有电子游戏的孩子。
Zero.
没有一个。
You better show it to me right now. I even have my thumbprint access on his phone. Just to check. There's nothing on his phone. We deleted everything.
在他的电话上没有任何东西。
What do you do, Kevin, when you don't play video games? What's one thing that you do?
Kevin, 你不玩电子游戏的时候你做什么?
He's reading.
他在读。
What's reading? Do you guys know what reading is? Okay. And one book that I gave him to read is by C.S. Lewis.
我给了他一本书让他读是作者是 C.S. Lewis.
I love C.S. Lewis.
我爱 C.S. Lewis 这位作者。
And so he read the first book.
第一本书他读的是。
Called?You guys know The Magician's Nephew? Okay. And now he's reading the second book.
现在他在读第二本书。
That most of you know.
你们大部分人应该知道。
It's called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
是叫做狮子、巫女和魔衣。
And Kevin brought his book down this morning for breakfast.
Kevin 今天早上吃早饭是把书带下来了。
But do we read when we eat together, Kevin? No.
We're not allowed to read.
Because around the kitchen table is where we talk.
在我们的饭桌上，我们一块吃饭，一块谈话。
But I asked him, how's the book going?
但我问他了，这你书看得怎么样？
He says, so good.
他说非常的好。
And I said, what's so good?
什么非常好呢？
Do you remember anything?
你记得书里的内容吗?
He says something that they said, it's really powerful.
他说书里讲了一些东西，有一种东西非常的有能力。
Because C.S. Lewis uses fiction to write about God.
因为 C.S. Lewis 用一些小说的形式来写我们的上帝。
And the lion in the book, his name is Aslan, and he represents God.
这书里面的狮子名字叫做 Aslan, 他代表了上帝。
And Kevin said, oh, there's a quote that I really love from this book.
Kevin 说有一段其中有一段话我非常的喜欢。
And I said, what is it?
我问他是哪段。
And he shared it to me.
他和我分享了。
And I almost started tearing up in my eyes.
我几乎我的眼泪马上就要流出来了听完这段话。
And I said, I'm going to share that today, Kevin. Write it down for me.
所以他我让 Kevin 写下来我今天要和大家分享。
So he wrote it down in his flowery paper.It said, wrong will be made right when Aslan comes in sight.
这段话就是说，当 Aslan 来到我们的眼前的时候，错误的将会被改正。
全部都会被改正。
错误的全部都会被改正。
At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more.
在他的吼叫当中将会没有任何的痛苦。
When he bares his teeth,
当他显示他的牙齿的时候
,winter meets its death,
冬天就结束了。
And when he shakes his mane,
当他摇摆他的鬃毛
,we shall have spring again,
春天又来临了。
This is the hope.That Jesus will come again.
这就是耶稣再来的这个希望。
This is a hope that when Jesus comes, every wrong will be made right.
这就是我们的希望，当耶稣再来的时候，所有的错都会被改正。
That when Jesus comes, sorrow will be no more.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，痛苦全都没有了。
Winter will be dead.
冬季就会马上结束。
And spring will come again.
春天又会来临。
Brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们。
What do you hope for?
你的希望是什么?
What do you live for?
你为什么而活?
When the gospel came to the Thessalonians, they turned their life.
当福音来到了铁撒罗尼家人的当中，他们的生命被改变了。
They no longer lived for themselves.
他们不再为他们自己而活。
They lived for their God.
他们为神而活。
They no longer hoped in what they used to hope for.
他们不再希望他们以前所希望的。
Their hope was that Jesus would come again.
他们的希望是耶稣基督再来。
What do you hope for?
你的希望是什么？
Do you hope to get into a good college?
你希望去上一所大的好的大学吗？
Do you hope to make more money?
你希望赚更多的钱吗？
Do you hope for financial security?
你希望你有经济上的安全吗？
Do you hope for a bigger retirement?
你希望你的退休会非常的好吗？
What do you hope for?
你的希望是什么？
Believer.
信主的人啊。
Why do you not hope that Jesus will come again?
为什么你不希望耶稣再来呢？
This is how it redirected their lives.
这是如何改变他们的生命。
And in verse 6,
在第六节,
it says that you became imitators of us and the Lord.
说你成了效仿我们的，也效仿了主。
These young believers imitated Paul and his team.
这些年轻的信徒效仿了保罗和他的团队。
In other words,
有另外一句话说,
they followed the example of spiritual leaders among them.
他们跟随了这些灵性上的领导者。
Because in every group of believers, in every church,
在每一个教会里或者每一组每一群信徒当中
，there is at least one person，
至少当中有一个人
，who is a little bit ahead of you spiritually，
会在灵性上稍稍比人家在前面一些。
Do you follow them？
你跟随他们吗
？Do you follow their example？
你跟随他们的榜样吗
？Oh， you might be too proud。
或许你有太多的骄傲。
Because some of you here say, "Oh, there's no one ahead of me spiritually."
或许我们当中有些人会说，在灵性上没有人在我面前。
They followed the example of Paul and Jesus.
他们跟随保罗和耶稣这个榜样。
Because Jesus is our ultimate example.
耶稣是我们最终的榜样。
So what they did?
所以他们是怎么做的
？Was that they heard?
他们听到了。
They saw it in someone's life.
他们也在人家的生命当中看到了。
And then they did what they saw.
他们也跟着做了。
You hear it.
你听见了。
You see it.
你看到了。
And you follow it.
你跟随了。
This is called discipleship.
这就是我们的门徒。
门徒的训练。
训练。
Right? We don't believe that we need a formal program of discipleship here.
我们在我们的教会，我们相信我们不需要一个正式的门徒训练的程序。
Don't get me wrong.
不要误会我。
Formal discipleship trainings are just fine.
正式的门徒训练程序很好。
It's not wrong.
没有错误。
But what we see here.Is that the disciples made a choice? They did not have a formal program in their church.
那我们在这里看到的就是我们这些门徒，他们有选择了没有正式的训，没有正式程序的训
练。These were new believers.
这些都是一些新的信徒。
And they made a choice.
他们选择，他们会选择。
I hear it.
我听到。
I watch it.
我看到。
And I do it.
我做。
I see how others more mature than me are living, and I want to follow their example.
我看到其他更加成熟的信徒是如何生活的，我跟着他们，我也照着他们做。
Is there someone in this church that is your example?
在这个教会里有人是你的榜样吗
？Is there just one brother or sister who's just a little bit ahead of you?
有没有一位兄弟或者姐妹？在灵性上在稍稍走在你前面
that you admire their life
你很敬佩他们的生活
then model them
你以他们做模范
let them be your model
让他们成为你的模范
learn from the way they do things
学习他们是如何做事的
learn from the way they live Learn from the way they make decisions. That's discipleship. But when you see it, you must follow it. I hear.
我听到,
I watch.
我看到,
and I do.
我做.
The fourth thing that we see in verse 7
第四件事情我们看到了在第七节,
is not only that they followed an example,
不仅仅是说他们跟随了他们的榜样,
but verse 7 says, so that you became an example to all the other believers.
第七节也说到他们就是你成为其他所有信主人的榜样。
Not only do you learn from someone's example,
你不仅仅从其他人当中学习,
you become an example.
你也成为人家的榜样。
If you want to be a growing believer,
如果你想成为一个成长的信徒,
not only do you learn from another example,
你不仅仅从其他的榜样当中学习,
you become an example.
你也成为人家的榜样。
They imitated Paul and his team.
他们效仿了保罗和他的团队,
and they grew.
他们成长,
and they became examples to others.
然后他们成为其他人的模范。
That is a process of spiritual maturity.
这就是我们灵性上成熟的一个过程。
Becoming the disciple that you are supposed to be.
成为我们应该成为的门徒。
So here's the application.
这就是我们的应用。
And this is something that I want to turn around for everyone here this morning.
这就是我今天早上想在这里让我们每个人都有所改变。
Is your life one that may be an example to other young believers?
那你的生命是 是其他年轻信徒的榜样吗?
Do other younger believers around you want to be like you?
其他在你周围的一些比你年轻的信徒, 想以你为榜样, 活出你所生活的方式吗?
Let me make this clear.
让我再, 清楚地讲一下。
This is not trying to show that you are an example.
这不是说你一定要显示你是一个模范。
But this is because the gospel and the Holy Spirit has exploded in your life.
这是因为我们的福音和我们的 圣灵已经改变了你的生命。
You're not trying to so hard to be an example.
你没有必要 很努力地去显示你是一个模范。
But do other younger brothers and sisters see you and say, I want to be like that Christian?
但是其他的年轻的信徒看到你, 会不会说我想成为他那样的人?
And second, is there anyone that you admire and you want to be like that person in your faith?
那第二点, 在你当中有没有一些人你非常的敬佩, 你想跟随他们的生命呢?
Who is the example that you will follow in your life besides Jesus?
除了耶稣基督, 在你的生命当中有没有其他人是你想 引以为模范的呢?
Because we are all following Jesus, ultimately.
因为我们最终都是在 跟随耶稣基督。
But our wonderful examples around us are our models.
我们当中的也有一些很美好的榜样,很美好的模范。
You see, the pattern of a beautiful church is that the Holy Spirit and the Gospel is transforming lives.
你看, 一个美好的教会的模式就是福音通过圣灵而改变我们的生命。
And if you want to know if a church is on track,
如果你想知道, 一个教会是不是走在正道上,
you're going to see that.
你会看到这一点。
And you know what I have to say?
你知道我一定要说什么吗?
I'm so proud to be a part of this group of believers.
我非常的自豪, 我是我们这一个, 这一群, 信徒当中的一员。
Because it is very evident
这, 我们这里很明显,
that the Holy Spirit is transforming lives.
圣灵在改变我们的生命。
Some more than not.
或多或少。
You have to ask yourself if you're part of the knot.
你一定要问问你自己,你是在, 这一部分没有被改变的,
but as your life is transforming,
当你的生命在被改变的时候
，the younger believers will want to be like you.
这些年轻的信徒会希望他自己成为
像你这样的。I always tell everyone that discipleship begins in the home.
我经常告诉大家啊，门徒训练其实是在家里开始的。
Do your children want to be like you in your faith?
啊，你的孩子啊，想成为你这样的人吗？特别是在你的信心上。
And again, I praise God.
再一次，我真的很感谢神，赞美神。
That it is very evident that the Holy Spirit is working in our church.
很明显，我知道我们的我知道圣灵在我们的教会里做工。
So what's the pattern we see?
我们看到了什么模式？
We saw that the gospel was received.
我们看到了圣灵被接受。
Second, we see that the gospel redirected.
第二点我们看到福音被福音改变了。
The third thing we want to see is that the gospel has not only been received and redirected, the gospel is now being shared out to others.
第三点我们看到不仅仅是福音被接受了改变了我们的生命。第三点我们看到福音是我们把福音向人家传送出去。
In verse 8,
在第八节
it says the word of the Lord sounded forth from you.
第八节说主的道从你们那里传扬出来。
Not only did they receive the gospel,
不仅仅他们接受了福音。
Not only did the gospel redirect their life,
不仅仅是福音改变了他们的生命。
But the gospel was resounded from them.
但是福音从他们中间传扬出去。
The word, the Greek word,
希腊语
here for sounding forth
for 这个希腊语传扬这个字
it is the word echos
是叫做 echos
the word we get in English is echo
英文是叫做 echo
there was a loud bang in this group of young believers
在这一群年轻的信徒当中有一个非常的大的轰鸣
There's such a loud bang that the noise of that spread to everyone.
这是如此大的一个轰鸣这个轰鸣声传到了各处。
Because when you receive the gospel,
因为当你接受福音的时候
when it redirects your life,
当它改变了你的生命的时候
as you are following the examples,
当你跟随这些榜样的时候
，As you are hoping in Jesus coming again，
当你正在希望耶稣基督再来的时候
，The gospel will come out from you，
福音会从你的嘴巴里传出来
，And it will spread to others，
这会传到其他的人。
What does this mean for us？
这对我们来说有什么意义呢
？It means that our faith is not supposed to be a private faith。
它的意义就是我们的信心不应该就是停留在我们的身上。
Chinese people are very private in nature.
我们的华人比较保守隐私。
Is 保守 the right word? What's the right word? Private. Private.
比较注重隐私。
隐私。Okay, private.I remember people saying to me, "Don't talk about your faith at work."
我记得有人告诉我说，在你上班的时候，不要谈论你的信仰。
Keep it private.
保留你自己的隐私。
The Church of Thessalonica was not a beautiful church because they kept their faith private.
铁撒罗尼的教会不是一个美丽的。不是一个美丽的教会。不是因为隐藏他们的信心而成为一个美丽的教会。
No, they were a beautiful testimony because their faith was not private. It was public. It was spread out.
他们是一个非常美好的见证，是因为他们的信心被宣传出去。
They didn't say it's not my job to share the gospel.
他们没有说传扬福音不是我的责任。
They did not say, I'm too young of a believer. I can't share the gospel.
他们没有说我是
These believers were less than 1 year as believers. Less, way less than 1 year as believers.
这些信徒其实在他们的信心上只有比一年还早的时间。
Who is a believer here that put their faith in Jesus Christ in less than 1 year? Raise your hand.
这里我们当中有没有人就是
Yep. Lucy, there you go. Lucy is one. Anyone else receive the gospel within this last year? Raise your hand.
Maggie?
Okay. Amy? Savi? Shirley? These were young believers that were sharing the gospel. They were as if you, young believers, are saying, I'm too young to share the gospel. No, they were already sharing the gospel.
铁萨罗尼迦的这些信徒，就像跟你们这刚才举手的这些信徒一样，他们也是少于一年的时间之内接受福音的。But
most of you say, I don't want to disturb people.
但是很多人会说，我不想打扰人家。I
don't want to bother people.
我不想去烦人家。It's
like as if your neighbor's house was on fire.
这就像比如说你的邻居的房子在着火。And
you said, I don't want to tell them about that.
你说我不想告诉他们。That's
bad news.
这是一个很坏的消息。I
don't want to bother them.
我不想去烦他们。So
if you did think like that,
如果你真的是这样想的话,
you sound something like this.
这听起来会像这样子。Would
you allow me to go over a little bit of time? Okay. Yes?
允许我再多一点时间可以吗?
My friend's house was on fire.
我朋友的房子在着火。
I don't think he knew it.
他应该不知道。
Even though he was inside it,
虽然他在里面,
he was probably sleeping.
他或许在睡觉。
I thought about telling my friend that his house was on fire.
我考虑过跟他讲他的房子在着火。
But then I thought what he would think.
但是我又考虑到他会怎么想。
He might get embarrassed.
或者他会尴尬。
I don't want to put him on the spot.
我不想把他放在这尴尬的地方。
I didn't want to disturb him.
我不想打扰他。
Plus, I might get dirty if I go over there.
或许如果我去的话，我自己也会被弄脏。
And what would my friends who don't believe in fires think about what I'm doing?
如果我的朋友不相信他的房子在着火，会觉得我是怎么样一个人？
Besides, isn't that the fireman's job?
而且这不是那个。 消防人员的职责吗?
Jesus said, you go out into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
耶稣说过, 你们要往天下去传扬福音给所有的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
you receive the gospel.
你接受了福音。
Your life has been redirected by the gospel.
你的生命已经被福音改变了。
Have you turned from what you know is right to serve the living God?
你是不是已经从背弃了你以前所不知道的，现在来不是神了呢？
Have you stopped hoping in the things of this world and put your hope where it really belongs? That Aslan, that God, that Jesus will come again?
你是不是已经放弃了你以前所希望的这世俗的一些事情？
Are you? Oh, I'm sorry.
现在来希望我们把希望寄托在我们的Aslan，就是我们的神身上。
Are you following the examples in your midst?
你有没有跟随在你们当中的一些好榜样呢?
Are you now becoming an example to the younger believers? Do your children, do the people in youth group want to be like you?
你是不是已经成为在你这群人当中的好榜样呢? 你的孩子、年轻的人是不是也像成为你这样一个人呢?
Because that's spiritual maturity.
这就是灵性上的成熟。
Are you maturing spiritually?
你在灵性上成熟吗?
That your son or your daughter says, I want to be like my dad in his faith.
你的孩子会说，我在信心上，我想成为像我父亲一样的人。
That's the way I should live.
这就是你应该活的。
My dad is on fire for Jesus.
我的父亲就像为了耶稣，就好像在水深火热之中。
If yes,
如果是的话。
And are you also spreading your faith?
你在传扬你的信心吗?
I heard a pastor say this week.
我听到一位牧师这个礼拜这样讲。
The church is an evangelizing church.
这教会是一个传扬福音的教会。
When the church stops evangelizing,
如果一个教会停止了传扬福音,
it stops being the church. He was a very famous pastor. Well known to you guys. His name is Pastor Fan. He's right. He's really good with words. The church is an evangelizing church. When the church stops evangelizing, it stops being the church. This year, both Pastor James and myself, we have a strong burden from the Holy Spirit that we need to preach and equip you to be obedient in evangelism. So may I leave you with one last challenge today?
我可以最后给你们一个挑战吗?
May God put it on your hearts to pray this prayer. Because you might have never prayed this before. Lord,
主啊,
in this year,
今年,
would you use my life
请你用我的生命,
and my words
用我的言语,
to bring one person this year to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ?
带领一位人, 带领一位人到我们的耶稣基督的救赎的, 救恩的面前,
wouldn't that be an amazing thing?
这将会是多么美好的一件事。
If each of you Christians
如果, 你们每一位, 基督徒,
pray that prayer
都这样祷告,
and made an effort to at least bring one person to Jesus Christ this year,
并且努力能够带一位, 一位人来到耶稣基督的面前。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父啊, 我们感谢你的话语。
Your word is so precious.
你的话语是多么的宝贵。
And we thank you for you, God.
我们也感谢你神啊。
We thank you for you, Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你圣灵。
That when you come into the life where the word has come,
当你来到, 我们的生命当中, 来到我们的言语当中,
when the Word of God is together with the Holy Spirit,
当神的话语和圣灵在一起的时候,
there is an explosion in our life. I pray
我祈祷,
that we would thank you so much for the Word of God.
我们会如此地感谢你，为你的话语而感谢你。
And thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢圣灵的工作。
Thank you for changing lives in this church. Thank you for changing our own life. Because you are the great and awesome God. And we pray that we would be redirected to live and hope for you.
我们祷告，我们也会被重新的改变，我们会为你的希望而活。
This year,
今年,
may we have the effort
我们要努力,
to bring one person to Christ, to you.
我们要努力在一位人来到你耶稣基督的面前,
and that you would change their life forever.
你会改变他们的生活, 永永远远地改变他们的生活,
may we learn the model of the church in Thessalonica.
我们也要向铁萨罗尼加这个教会, 这个模范教会来学习。
Thank you for showing us their example to us.
我们感谢你, 把这个教会显示给我们。
In Jesus' name I pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for Pastor Alex, using Pastor Alex.
我们感谢神, 用, 刘长老。
Please stand and we'll sing our final hymn.
我们请起立唱最后一首诗歌。
Number 261.
261首。
We have a story to tell the nations, and we'll only sing stanza number four.
Number four. 我们只唱第四节。